Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings. Welcome to another segment of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and we thank all of you for tuning in tonight. We got in a little late, had a few problems with our boards tonight, so anything can happen, family. So we are telling you straight up before we begin that, we're having some difficulties with our boards tonight. It seems to they're getting frozen. But we're black. We're here. We thank all of you for tuning in. And before we begin, of course, we always want to give thanks and praises to our Creator. And we are always cognizant of our freedom-fighting ancestors, cognizant and appreciative, shall I say. Okay, tonight's program, let's see, we've got a lot of stuff going on. We should be hearing from Brother Johnny Stevens very shortly. Brother Johnny Stevens, of course, works with the Free Mumia campaign in New York, and there is a major, major event going on tomorrow. Let's see, it's going to be happening all day pretty much. There is the introduction of the new legal team representing Mumia. So that's going to be very, very exciting and certainly much needed. There's a new team that has been put in place, and they are ready to go, and we are truly thankful. So tomorrow we're going to meet them, greet them, and, hear what some of the new things that is projected to happen for Mumia in terms of the legal things that need to take place. And, of course, this month, surely there'll be a lot of activities going on all over the country, given the fact that this is the month that Mumia is his Earth Day, shall we say. I believe the 24th is Mumia's Earth Day, and there's always a lot of stuff going on for Mumia's Earth Day. So surely we'll have information about that as well. I did talk to Sister Pia Masker earlier. I'm going to see her tomorrow. And, again, we'll keep you updated on, some of the activities that will be coming up in support of Mumia Abu-Jamal and, of course, freeing all political prisoners. Also tonight, we are going to talk with, I am so excited to talk with two people. One is an elder sister out of the Burlington area, Burlington, New Jersey. MWM, of course, is now preparing to connect with sisters all over the globe, all over the country, and, of course, all over the world, all right? We're going to start right here in the so-called USA. With that said, we're connected with sisters nationwide that are, doing lots of work, have been doing lots of work, and we want to now partner with some of these sisters. And so at any rate, Sister Louise, who we're going to meet a little later on, is the sister, the curator, the caretaker, the strong warrior sister who has maintained the Underground Railroad Museum and Cafe over in Burlington, New Jersey. And, of course, Philly is a well-known Underground Railroad site as well. So we're now going to, as we say, connect the dots. And with that, we are going to begin to really let you see what some of MWM's mission is really about. We showed you briefly some of it from 1997 to now, but now that we've cleared out some of the, I call it rubbish, because that's technically what it really was. But nevertheless, we're done with it. We're ready to move forward, and you will now see exactly what we were really talking about. We're going to also talk with the brother. I mean, again, brilliant, brilliant folk coming in. This brother is a creative artist, and he has developed a cartoon for children, or shall we say an animated series for children, our children. Would you believe Afro Man? Yes, Afro Man. He has Osiris in it, Osette, Kofi, Kwame. I mean, brilliant. You've got to hear about it. And also another project that I just learned about, and since we are really focusing on the issue of violence and abuse about women and girls, this brother has something about that too. So we're going to have a hot show tonight, and we certainly thank all of you for tuning in. Before we go to our live line and talk with Brother Johnny, we want to remind you that today also a day of remembrance. It is the Earth Day of none other than Marvin Gaye. And isn't it so funny? We still asking what's going on. I mean, this is like 35 years ago or something like that. And we are still trying to figure out what's going on. We thank the Creator for Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye, today is the day that he was born, and again, we want to remember the great work of Marvin Gaye. If I remember correctly, I think he would have been 72 years old today. At any rate, we know what's going on, at least to some degree, and that's why we do this radio program, New Day, Resurrection, and Liberation. We know what's going on, especially when it comes to fighting for justice, because that's, for some of us, why we're here on this planet, to make certain that we obtain true justice. What we're going to do now is go to the line, and joining us is Brother Johnny Stevens. Johnny Stevens, of course, is well known not only in the New York area, but all over the country in dealing with a lot of social justice issues. When Katrina hit, Brother Johnny was really out there in the forefront, you know, speaking out and helping in many, many ways, and is still doing that. It's just a wonderful thing to have brothers, as I always say, who are not only about doing a lot of talking, but do the work that is necessary. So we're going to bring Brother Johnny in, and we're going to hear what's going on tomorrow. We said, what's going on? Well, we're going to tell you about what's going on. We're going to hear about what's going on tomorrow in terms of Mumia Abu-Jamal. Major, major activity coming off, as far as I'm concerned. It will kick some things off for this month. April is always a month filled with a lot of activities in regard to Mumia, and certainly right now is a very critical time, but we certainly are ready for the fight. So without further ado, we're going to go to our live line, and joining us now is our brother Johnny Stevens calling in from New York. Brother Johnny, you there?
Yes. How you doing, my sister?
Oh, good, thanks. I'm just fine. And yourself?
Oh, very well, very well. First of all, I'd like to thank you very much for this opportunity to get out this very important meeting tomorrow on Brother Mami Abu-Jamal and all political prisoners. But I would like to backstop in on Brother Marvin Gaye, what's going on, and to say this is dealing with the point of Mami Abu-Jamal, but also Libya, when you say what's going on, an invasion of North Africa. So that's a great opening, sister. I'd like to thank you so much for always being out there and being our guidance and really having our back and showing our brothers up that you have to respect the sisters and go forward. With that, love you. Tomorrow, we're meeting Mamia Abu-Jamal, the International Friends and Family and Friends of Mamia Abu-Jamal, the Free Mami Abu-Jamal Coalition in New York, in conjunction with the Riverside Church Prison Ministry, has invited the community of New York, and through video streaming has invited the national community and the international community to meet Mamia's new legal team. Now, this new legal team is the director of the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund, Criminal Justice Project. Apart from the NAACP, which has done a lot of work, we have to recognize the boys and the work, but this particular organization sprung from Brother Frederick Marshall, who actually championed the legal struggle in that regard and the civil rights struggle in that regard. So we look at this that it's an important event, an important month, Mamia's birthday, April 4th, you know, the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, Marvin Gaye, and Mami Abu-Jamal, and at Riverside Church, which is this institution in Harlem, which is the institution of renaissance of the black community. So we're very excited about this meeting coming up tomorrow. One thing, Father, streaming the meeting, I would like to get this out, that we're streaming the meeting live, and the address of the stream will be www.ustream.tv/channel/on-a-move.mamia. And we would like people to really come in, and I would forward this to Sister Fillet so that she could have it if anyone wanted to contact, so the whole world can come in and pass this meeting on, because our work is just a part of it that we sort of presented, and we really hope that you embrace it and father it, because we are just one.
Wow, Brother Johnny, again, you know, I have to applaud you and the Concerned Family Friend and the New York Coalition of Free Mamia, because you all have been not only diligent in the work, but you have just stayed so on point. And the other thing I want to mention, too, just so folk don't kind of get a little brain scattered when we say NAACP, because we know NAACP has a real history of some Negro stuff.
Right.
But we have to make certain that people understand that there is a difference with the chapters and the legal defense team. The legal defense team is fired.
Right. They're fire. They've been fire. We started on November the 9th in Philadelphia, when the appeal of the Third Circuit Court met, when it was three judges, and a couple of us was invited into the courtroom, and we saw one of the sisters, Jewett, actually took on these three white guys standing up there with their robes in the midst of a courtroom with all white slave masters around them.
Mm-hmm.
And she raised the question of racism historically, and racism in particular on the case of not only Mamia, but political prisoners. We already seen this, so we know what we're working with, and we're going to father this. And the sister does great work.
All right, all right. Well, I'm certainly looking forward to meeting her. I will be there tomorrow.
Great.
And we want to remind everyone, again, Brother Johnny's going to tell you again the location, the time. And we want to also remind you that there is a reception that's going to happen. Now, the event itself is free, but the reception is a small donation that is being requested.
Yes.
But, again, the actual event where you will be able to hear the attorney and hear some of the other folk that are involved, that's totally free. So, Brother Johnny, give us that information again, please.
Okay, the information is Riverside Church, and you want to ask for the prison ministry, and the time is Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m., and the room is 9T, and it's going to be a reception, like we said. It's a small donation, and no one will be turned away, but the event itself is free. So come on in, and we would like people to pass along the stream again. And that's www.ustream.tv/channel/onamove/mamiya. And the name of the show, just so you know it, if you have any problem, just search On A Move Mamiya.
All right. And for those who may need to get the information later or in the morning, feel free to email us, and we'll forward it directly to you as well. If you missed it tonight, and we're going to also give it out a little later on as well. All right, Brother Johnny, I'm looking forward to seeing you again. And, thank you so much for the work that you are doing. I mean, listen, it's just a wonderful thing to see that our folks all over the world are continuing to stand up and fight for our brother Mumia Abu-Jamal. It's so important that other people see that when it comes to our political prisoners, when it comes to those who have made the sacrifice
mm-hmm.
of speaking out and have put themselves in harm's way and as a result are locked down now. You know, we're talking about Mumia, we're talking about Matula Shakur, Sumayana Coley.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many, you know. But the point is we are going to continue to fight for them to be free.
Very much. On the move.
All right, my brother.
Thank
you
very
again.
Much, my sister. Thank you. Thank everybody. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Bye-bye now.
Peace to you.
Peace.
All right, family. Again, that was Brother Johnny Stevens, and he's representing the International Concerned Family and Friends as well as the Mumia Coalition, Free Mumia Coalition up in the New York area. You know, again, we're going to give you that information a little later on in the show about the event for tomorrow, but you can be assured there will be many events for Mumia coming up all over the country, especially in April, because it is Mumia's Earth Day, and there's usually quite a few activities going on. Okay, now let's see, what else do we want to talk about tonight? We want to remind you again that the Million Women Movement is in full effect, and with that said, a national task force has been launched to address the issue of violence and abuse of all women and girls of African descent. Now, if you want more information about that, please feel free to contact us at nationalmwm@aol.com, or you can send it directly to the task force email address, which is now sisterdefenders2012@gmail.com. Again, that's sister, S-I-T-A-H, defenders, D-E-F-E-N-D-E-R-S, 2012@gmail.com. There is a weekly telephone conference meeting that takes place for those who are interested in really being a part of the task force committee. That's held on Wednesdays. And now, on Tuesday, if you are someone who just wants to get information, or you have been a victim, or you someone in your family, someone that you know, or you want to get some information to try to help someone, whatever, anything that's relevant to the issue of violence and abuse. And no, we are not just talking about domestic violence. We're talking about all forms of, quote, violations, unquote. Anything that is degrading, that is the dehumanizational breakdown of our sisters, whatever, anything that is of destruction for our women and girls. That's what we're talking about, and that's what we're ready now to really, really aggressively attack. So, again, if you want more information, please feel free to email us, nationalmwm@aol.com, or sisterdefenders2012@gmail.com. Okay, before we go to our next guest, what we want to do is a little follow-up with Mumia Abu-Jamal. And just one of his latest commentaries, we want to share that with you, and then we're going to come back and we'll go to our live line again. But for now, again, we want to share with you something from Mumia Abu-Jamal. And we're going to do one now and probably one a little later on.
It is the measure of how powerful the U.S. medicine is and how poor the need is. That the nation waged war against people and countries it knows nothing about. It does it, its chastity to be found not to do it again, and of course does it again. When U.S. forces in Vietnam, it did so almost as an afterthought to assist the people who have been out, and in support of what scholars and analysts both called the dominance, as if the Vietnam War, all of Asia, was something like dominance. This too, like many such ones in support of imperial wars, was fought. Decades later, one of the war's foremost topics, U.S. Defense Secretary Mustafa, made it clear that American leaders didn't want to learn about Vietnam, business, language, or culture, and that such people made it to the virtual impossible. Then some of them, then Iraq. Now, listen. How many of us know that much of the internal war is driven by tribal conflict? And one of the major eastern tribes, the Sunni Sikhs, lost power and influence with the existence of the world in 1969 by the Free Officers Movement, of which hung the government of Christ. But many of us don't want a democracy but want the kingdom to restore. But many seem flags of the House of Israel, a once republic by Baruch of Egypt or the Shah of Iran, who are the nation of the world. There's a big reason that Western so called democracies are fighting. Did you know that Libya has the highest per capita GDP in Africa, higher than South Africa, or that it had one of the highest rates of literacy in the Arab world, almost 20% higher than Egypt? I didn't die. I read it. And to check it, I looked it up. We don't know, because it's not in the interest of the corporate forces which owns and uses the media for us to know. 10 years after the Afghanistan war started, and 8 years after the Iraq war began, and we haven't learned a damn thing. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.
Where did you find my?
What more can we say? That pretty much says it all. We started off with Marvin Gaye, what's going on? And, you know, there are some answers, and of course to some of that there are not, but we constantly seek, and certainly if we continue to do so, we will find. We will find the answers that we need. What's going on? Yep, 30 years or so later, that question is still being raised, and then, of course, make you want to holler, no doubt about it, especially what is going on worldwide. And isn't it ironic that one of the things that Marvin Gaye says in his songs is he talks about pollution, wow, war, this is almost like yesterday, almost like last week, almost like last month, same thing. So apparently same game. But anyway, you know, again, we are thankful for Marvin Gaye. We are thankful for being able to have had him with us and certainly to share that groundbreaking album at that time, What's Going On? And again, you know, we're still asking that question today. But at any rate, we will find the answers and certainly with that obtain true victory. Moving right along, we've been waiting for our guest to call in from the Underground Railroad. Unfortunately, they have not done so yet. So what I'm going to do is, I see Brother Andrew is on the switchboard, and maybe he can just kind of give us a little bit of information about what he was able to witness when he went to visit the Underground Railroad in Burlington, New Jersey. We were hoping to have the Queen sister, who is the director there, Sister Louise. We were supposed to get a call from her, and that hasn't come in yet, but we do want to at least make you all aware of that there is a Underground Railroad there. We always hear about Underground Railroads all over the country, but I'll be honest with you, it's the first time that I've heard about this particular one in the Burlington area. I've heard a few others, but not specifically in the Burlington area. So let's see if I can coach Brother Andrew to come on and just tell us a little bit about what's going on in Burlington with the Underground Railroad and the cafe there, and perhaps in the meantime we can connect with Sister Louise and see if we can get her in. Brother Andrew, are you there?
Yes, greetings. Can you hear me?
Greetings. I can hear you, brother. Yeah, thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Yeah, tell us a little bit of that. I know that you got the opportunity to visit the Underground Railroad location there in Burlington a week or so ago. Tell us a little bit about your experience there.
Well, sis, I was at a meeting, and I was very, very impressed. I mean, I was moved. My spirit was uplifted to see this elder sister continually moving and honoring our ancestors in the manner and fashion that she has established there in Burlington County, which is a county that has a lot of opposition, and she met some opposition. I hope she gets on and be able to explain her plight a little bit more. But anyway, I was deeply impressed. The decor was took my attention immediately because it's the way that she has it laid out in red, black, and green, and it's set in a cafe setting. And it's two rooms. It's a museum. One is a cafe, and then the other spot is a museum cafe. And along the walls are different pictures and signs and things to depict the plight of the Underground Railroad that led to Burlington, New Jersey. And she does a tour and she happened to do a tour while I was there with some individuals that were there. And she was very knowledgeable, very well informed, and was able to communicate that. And I had sat and listened for a minute to her, and I was, like I said, I was moved, very moved. And I invite anybody and everybody that will to stop in and see the sister. She's usually there in the afternoons, more so than the early mornings. It's in Burlington on Union Street at 1618 East Union Street in Burlington, New Jersey. So I would invite everybody to stop by if they can and get a tour. Enjoy yourself.
Okay. And let me just add that I believe that they're open from Wednesday to Saturday from 12 noon to 5 p.m. And if you'd like to visit the Underground Railroad in Burlington, you can give them a call at area code 609-386-4343. Again, area code 609-386-4343. Now, they also have a website, family, so if you're interested in going to their website, you can go to ugrrburlington.webs.com. Again, ugrrburlington.webs.com. And you know, the location there in Burlington is also not only there for tours, but also if you want to have an event, you can contact them and, you know, go and look at it, take a look at it. And I'm sure that if you're interested in doing a poetry reading or book signing or something of that nature, this will be the ideal spot for you to check it out. And the sister there, name is Sister Elder Louise Calloway. So support the Underground Railroad Day. They really need our support, family, because as you know, anything that's black in this country is now under attack. Not just now, it's always been that way, but certainly now, because they want as much consciousness or as much aggressive movement. They want that out. And as we begin to see things begin to manifest or be unveiled in the U.S., you're going to realize more and more that these people are very serious about getting rid of anyone that has any opposition to their plan. And their plan definitely is not in our best interest. So, again, please support the Underground Railroad in Burlington, New Jersey. Again, that address is 16 to 18 East Union Street. They have a specific, I believe it's kind of a display or exhibit that is in tribute to the Still brothers. Of course, William Still was, and James Still, they were all very much involved in the Underground Railroad activities, and there's a specific segment at the museum that is dedicated to the Still brothers. So again, if you want more information about the Underground Railroad Cafe and Art Gallery, which is also an educational center, give them a call. Every code 609-386-4343. All right, Brother Andrew, thank you so much. You have any closing words for us?
Yes, one more thing I forgot. They do have an open mic session on Saturday nights. Any poetry or rappers that are conscious and that would like to drop in and display their talents, feel free to. Okay?
Okay, wonderful. All right, my brother. Thank you again.
Peace and blessings.
All right, peace. Yeah. Okay, that was Brother Andrew. And, of course, Brother Andrew is one of our brothers in support of the Million Woman March, and you'll be hearing and seeing more from him in months to come, because we are really getting ready to hold the 14-year anniversary observance of the largest gathering in the world of any women anywhere. And now that Black History Month is over and now Women's History Month is over, well, the Million Woman Movement is really just beginning. And we're still both of those things, both Black history, women's history, and now we will again make world history, because we are also that. Being the largest gathering in the world of any women anywhere, hey, We are all three. But interestingly enough, and we've talked about this before on the program, for some reason, you know, several of our historians and scholars and academians and other people that supposedly about, you know, black consciousness and the keeping of documenting our history and so forth and so on, for whatever reason, I don't know why they have, over the past 14 years, acted as if the Maywood March has not happened. No, that's not true. I do know why, and I'm sure many of you do as well, especially if you do understand and understand the reality of the black woman here in America and throughout the world. It's no secret, and for those of you who have been pushing it underneath the rug all this period of time, well, I can tell you all of that's getting ready to end, because you can only push truth down but so much, and then guess what? I think it said it will rise again. Very interesting concept. With that said, we're going to introduce to you something known as the Bennu Project. The Bennu Project, of course, is about resurrection. It's about rising up. You know, this country, of course, has really shown its best at what it can do and what it will do, not only to a people, but to an idea, to anything that they can't control or that they feel they should control. They'll do whatever they want to do or whatever they think they can do. Have been for many years, and we suspect they will continue to do so. But the point is really, what are we going to do? Well, the Me Woman movement, along with many other groups and organizations throughout the country, have really begun to step their game up, and truly, we better. Because we see what's going on, as Marvin Gaye said. We see it clearly. Well, while we're waiting for our next guest to call in, which should be in a few moments, I see Sister Munira is on the line, and I know there's some new developments coming up with the April 20th program that Sister Munira is hosting in Newark, New Jersey. So I'm going to ask Sister Munira to kind of give us some updates so that you all can get prepared for the April 20th event that's coming up. And let's see if we can get Sister Munira to kind of yell at us for a moment and provide us with some updates about the program that all of you, especially if you're in the Newark area, hopefully you will participate. And even if you're not in the Newark area, this should be something that will be inspiring to you. It's an ongoing effort. This is just one of many programs that will be coming up to specifically address in this particular area that folks who have been incarcerated, what we call reentry. Now, no, that's not what I call it. I always let people know I don't deal with the reentry program. But for the sake of conversation and the sake of what is presently being called, you know, we'll discuss it in that context. But needless to say, we understand what it is that we've got to do in dealing with this issue. But let's see if I can get Sister Munira on to give us an update on what's coming up for April the 20th. Sister Munira, are you there?
Peace. I'm here, Sister Empress. How are you?
All right. Good thanks. Good thanks. How are
right
you
on.
Tonight?
Good thanks. I'm great, you know, just getting in. And
good.
You know, I had to come in on the show because I usually, you know, try to chime in, being that I don't, you know, watch too much TV and all that. You know, the show is always very informative, and, of course, is actually building and connecting with the people, especially the movers and shakers. So I'm delighted to be here on the show.
Well, good thanks, sister. So now, what are any new updates on the 20th coming up?
Well, things are moving forward, you know. We have everything. Flyers are now being disseminated in the community. And we're just waiting for the 20th to get here. We got some stuff that need to be, you know, completed and finalized. But the word is out. At this point, I'm looking for sponsors for this event. Three sponsors to actually help with, you know, the food and everything. So if anybody's interested in a donation to this event, you know, if they can be a sponsor and they can reach me at 973-818-4460. Because this is a grassroots effort, which, you know, I'm actually calling on Rutgers to, you know, to host this event. And like I said, it's a grassroots effort, so we're calling on anybody who's willing to, you know, be a part of this event and want to support it, you know, please feel free
to
do so.
So, tell us again, who are some of the people that will be presenters?
The presenters, well, one will be you, the national president of the Black Women's Defense League. You will be a presenter. We have other confirmed panelists, which will be citizens returning home. We have the brother Aziz that's out of Philly who runs the National Ex-Hoodist Council, and a brother here named Brother Tariq, who's a formerly incarcerated brother who is now graduated with an MBA and going for his PhD, who actually was a citizen returning home 14 years ago. And then we have Sister Gail Muhammad, who is the executive director of Women Who Never Give Up. And she also her organization addresses citizens returning home as well as the families, the children, the families of the incarcerated. So it's going to be a power-packed panel with, you know, great movers and shakers, folks who not only talk that talk but walk their walk. And everybody a part of this panel is either formerly incarcerated or working in support. And this initiative is basically calling on, is a call to action for citizens returning home to return home and start taking responsibilities for their own lives. The forum is basically about self-empowerment, self-development, and to become self-supporting. We basically, it's a call to action. You know, a lot of citizens who return home, they eventually fall back into, you know, into the negativities that go into society. And not only that, they also are navigated to a system that they're not going to be able to go beyond a certain point. So what we're calling for is for them to actually begin to, you know, raise the level of consciousness, educate them, give them tools and information where they can actually create their own businesses, develop their own businesses and their own organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically a call to action for them to take responsibilities for their own lives.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, my sister. Well, again, give them the date, location, the time, and where they can contact to get more information.
It's April 20th on a Wednesday. It's a one-day forum, 1 to 4 p.m. at Paul Robeson Campus Center, 350 Martin Luther King Boulevard, room 232 on Rutgers University campus in Newark, New Jersey. For more information, you can reach me at 973-818-4460. And also to register for this event, you need to call the campus center, Rutgers Center, at 973-353-1750. Once again, to register for this event, you would have to call the campus, 973-353-1750. And if you want to know more about getting involved, because we are calling for a national movement of formerly incarcerated people returning home to begin to take charge of their own lives, and also calling for them to be recognized. I mean, we faced a lot of barriers returning home. We pay taxes, but we are not allowed to feast at the table, you know, in terms of, you know, benefit. And so it's, we just have so many barriers as individuals returning home that we call for them to actually reform some of this stuff. So we call on people to come together and voice and be a voice. You know, just don't sit around and take things without, you know, doing anything about it. So once again, for more information, 973-818-4460. Peace. Thank you for the opportunity.
We'll be talking more about that as we get closer to April the 20th. And the next time when I get you on Sister Muneer, I'd like to know your comment or your opinion about something that has happened here in Philly. They recently passed legislation where they will no longer allow employers to put the question on the application as to whether or not person has been incarcerated. So we don't have time to talk about it now, but the next time you come back, I'd like to hear your comments on that and let me know what's going on in Jersey in regards to that.
Well, we follow in suit. We have,
all right,
you know, is
all right,
at
we've
the
got
state
a,
level.
We got our next guest ready to come on, but hold that point and we'll go into that again.
It's a movement. It's a
all
movement.
Right.
It's a work in progress.
All right.
Thank you. One love.
All right, sis. Thank you. All right, family, we are going to take just a brief break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined with Brother Mike Johnson. Brother Mike Johnson, of course, if you haven't heard of Afro Man, well, it's time that you have. Afro Man is on its way. Now, we talk a lot about children and the kinds of things our children are exposed to. We talk about how there's really limited programming and information that's really adequate for our children. Well, I've had the opportunity to recently come across, or someone actually sent it to me, I think it was Brother Mike himself, and I've been sharing it with a lot of folk, and the responses have been unanimously incredible. That's what people are saying about Afro Man. Well, if you again haven't heard about Afro Man, well, you're going to hear about it tonight. It is an incredible animated series that is in a comic book form, but also in a DVD form. And again, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to the creator, the originator of this incredible series. You talk about artistic, you talk about creative. Look, here we are. And again, something that's so positive for our children. Can we say Arsette? Can we say, Kofi? Can we say, I mean, just beautiful. When we come back, we're going to meet Mike Johnson. again, none other than Marvin Gaye, Mercy, Mercy Me. When you look at what's going on in the world today, I mean, you can't help but to say that or think it. Surely, it's a lot going on. And you know what? If black folks don't get it together real soon, you think what we're seeing right now is disastrous? We ain't seen nothing yet. But because our ancestors are who they are, have endured what they had endured, surely we will survive, or at least some of us will. At any rate, we're going to move right along. And joining us now, again, we talked about Afro Man. We talked about, you know, it's time that we have positive information, entertainment, edutainment for our children. Well, we now have that. And I mean, you know, over the years, we've seen an increase in books and literature and so forth for our children. Black bookstores in particular have been, you know, selling a variety of, you know, all kinds of materials for our children. But needless to say, we certainly need more. And it's a blessing to be able to now, you know, meet and interact with brothers and sisters who are doing that kind of work. Recently, I got the opportunity to review and not just review, but to just marvel almost at something that is just so timely. It's so well done. And the message, the information, just definitely on point. At any rate, I'd like all of you to meet a brother who I'm looking forward to working with in the future. You know, some of my folks and I have been talking about partnering with various people as we proceed in doing some marketing for the Million Women Movement. We now have Million Women Marketers, Million Women Media, Million Women Music, and so this falls right in place with connecting with other brothers and sisters who are really about bringing forward progressive kinds of things. At any rate, we're going to go to our live line, and joining us now is Brother Mike Johnson. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about Brother Mike Johnson before we go to him and let him tell you about Afro Man. And again, just recently learned about something else that he's involved with called STAR. Now, you know, here at New Day Resurrection Liberation and our other radio programs, we always make a point to raise the issue about violence and abuse of our women and girls. Well, I can't wait to talk to Brother Mike about STAR. STAR stands for Survival Tactics Against Rape. So this is like right on point. As we proceed into October, there's going to be training sessions for our sisters of all ages that will help to do what our motto is for the Black Women's Defense League: defend, protect, heal, and service. So I was like just so, you know, enthused to hear and see about this particular project. But we're going to also talk to Brother Mike about, of course, the Peaceful Children, and that is Afro Man, and it is now available. So hopefully you all will support this very, very important and powerful project. So let's go to our live line, and joining us now is Brother Mike Johnson from Ashe Productions. Brother Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am. Peace, Sister Hotep. How you doing tonight?
Hotep, my Hotep to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I got to thank you for that introduction. That was a great introduction. I don't feel that deserving of that, but that was, I appreciate it. That was a great introduction.
Well, brother, listen, as a mother, I mean, I truly appreciate what you have done. I'm telling you. It was so powerful. And again, when I showed it to other people, their responses was the same. It's like, they were like, wow. This is
great.
So on time. So
great. Well, you know, I feel it's important, you know, because images, we all know images create reality. And our children are bombarded by thousands and thousands and thousands, you know, of different images every day that don't reflect them. And, you know, and that kind of beats up on your self-esteem, you know, because I myself suffer from that, you know, coming up. So, you know, I definitely know exactly what a lot of children are going through nowadays, you know, especially, you know, as this culture, you know, it gets worse and worse as we go on. And the children of today, they fight a lot more than what we fought, say, 15 or 20 years ago, as far as temptation and the hypersexualized, you know, society that we live in now. And then, like I said, the biggest thing is not seeing those positive, strong images that reflect you, you know. So, you know, I felt it was very, very important. And again, you know, that comes from my own personal experiences of dealing with it. And I can actually say it was somewhat traumatizing, you know, growing up for a certain time and not liking yourself and not liking what you look like and trying to hide your African features because it didn't fit in or made you felt subpar in some way. So, you know, I really vowed to make sure if I had anything to do with it, that I can, you know, definitely make sure that another black child doesn't feel that way, you know. And Afro Man was a way of actually portraying that. And, you know, some of the things that we promote within the comic book itself is reading and leadership with a strong concentration on African history and culture, because I feel culture is very important when it comes to the development of a child. You know, and it showed, and it's been shown in studies, children who have a proud sense of culture and their own culture, they tend to perform better and be better people. And at the same And at the same time, it gives our youth that path to where they know exactly where they need to go. You know, because I was always taught that, our education and things we learn don't belong to us; they belong to the community. You know, and that's one of the and that's one of the bigger things behind the you know, the movement of Afro Man and the protectors of the Book of Knowledge.
Wow. So okay, yeah. Because for folks that are just hearing about this for the first time, tell us about Afro Man. You know, the character, the concept. I mean, it's just so on time. I loved it. I love it.
Thanks. Well, the entire cartoon is surrounded around a young boy named Kofi, whose father is a scientist. And they take a trip to Kemet. For those who don't know, Kemet is Egypt. They take a trip to Egypt. He finds the Book of Knowledge. And from that point, his life is never the same. He's endowed with these superpowers. He recruits others. And they're basically, they rise up to protect the Book of Knowledge, because there's an evil one, and his name is Ultra Igno. And his thing is to get his hands on that Book of Knowledge, because with that Book of Knowledge, he knows that he can rule the world. And that Book of Knowledge actually contains the knowledge of all of our ancestral knowledge. So he knows if he can get that Book of Knowledge, he can rule the world. And it's Afro Man and the Protector's job to protect that Book of Knowledge. So a lot of our you know, stories are based around that theme. And again, Afro Man, his superpower, his main superpower is his super intelligence, and all of them are powered by the melanin in their bodies, you know, and that's where all of their superpowers derive from. So, and at the same time, we dig a lot from African culture. Like we said, as far as the names that we use, Asar for the all being character, all seeing character, who basically guides Afro Man and the protectors throughout their journeys. Then we have a strong, positive black female character named Offset. And she's off the chain. When you see the cartoon, you'll know exactly. You know exactly who she is. And we have Wonder Brother and Power Kid himself, along with Afro Man. And, of course, Kofi, who is Afro Man's alter ego. So hope I didn't confuse anybody. I go too fast. I know I start rambling when I talk about Afro Man, because it's really a passion of mine. This is basically, I believe, what I've been groomed for in life, and this is my duty and my job from this point on in life, is to battle and combat these images in the media and restore our children's self-esteem.
Well, you have definitely accomplished your mission with this one. So I'm just going to say, Ashe.
Thank you, sisters. Thank you. That means a lot. A lot of the messages we've been getting from brothers and sisters telling us how much the cartoon means to them, you know, that's worth more than its weight in gold. You know, it's worth more than money, and that really, really, really keeps me going and lets me know that, you know, what we're doing is not in vain. You know, and it takes the whole community, you know, because the whole community helps write these stories. You know, the things that we've been through as a people, we all help and contribute to writing these stories. And the biggest thing is for us. You know, I created this for us. This is for us. This is our very own character. And I promise you, no sellout. You know, we're going to keep it strong. We're going to keep it positive.
No, that's right. That's what I'm talking about. But, brother, let me personally invite you to join us in October. We're going to be doing a couple of sessions on media and, you know, really doing an examination of the type of subliminal things that our children are being subjected to, as well as adults. So I definitely want to have you involved in that forum, and certainly to have the DVD and any other kind of written information available. But for now, tell folks how they can preview Afro Man and then, of course, be able to download it.
Okay, well, actually, you can preview it at a few different places. You can preview it at blackpowerproductions.com. You can also preview it on YouTube, which would be youtube.com/, and the name of our channel is WAPEXTV. And then you can view it at on our website as well at Ashe Creations, and that's ASHECreations.com. And actually, we want everybody to have this. So we actually, not too long ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, made the entire episode downloadable for only 99 cents. So you can download it to any smartphone, any tablet, any computer for only 99 cents for the entire animated cartoon. I mean, that's how much, you know, that's how our you know, where our love is for this. We want everybody to be able to have it. So we made sure that it's going to stay at 99 cents. Same thing with each series after that. That's going to be our standing price. And then we have it in a comic book form as well, which is also available at AsheCreations.com for only $1.99. So you can get the comic book for $1.99, or you can download it onto your phone, computer, tablet, smart device for 99 cents. And we also have a special collector's edition on DVD, which includes the animated series and the e-comic book for only $5.99.
Wow. Wonderful. And, I mean, you can't beat that. Cannot beat that. So, family, you've got to go check it out. You have to support this project. I mean, and not just because it's a fantastic project and as Black folks we need to be supporting each other, but this is something that is going to be so beneficial to our children, I'm telling you. It's wonderful. So, brother, I applaud what you've done, and I'm certainly looking forward to working with you in the future. Now, let's turn it over for a moment because again, I was really, I mean, I saw the Afro Man, and I was like, okay, we're going to do this. But then when I looked further and saw that you have something that deals with the issue of rape,
tell me
something about that, because I didn't know that any of that was going on until yesterday.
Yeah, actually, that's going to be our next project that we're releasing. We'll be releasing a series of a women's self-defense DVD, because I'm actually a lifelong martial artist, been in it for 25 years now. And with STARS, we created STARS a few years ago, and STARS is an acronym that stands for Survival Tactics Against Rape, like you mentioned, where we deal with a lot of common sense. You know, self-protection starts with utilizing a lot of common sense. Avoidance is definitely a big part, but if you ever catch yourself in a situation, we train on techniques where it's basic to the point where you're relying on gross motor skills, and our biggest thing is that it doesn't take you 3 or 4 years of investment into a martial arts school in order to master these techniques or to be able to defend yourself. So that's the gist behind STARS, because I believe as a people we have to be able to defend ourselves, and I believe that to be so for every man, woman, and child within the Black family. We must be able to defend ourselves. You know, anything we build, any institution we build is gonna need defense. You know, and that's from a home to a business to your family. You know, to any like we said, anything we create is gonna stand for defense. So we focused in on making sure that the Black woman will be able to defend herself. And from there we get into, and we do seminars as well. We're going to be launching that as well. But the cool thing about the seminars is we don't train in a dojo. We actually train within the environment so that your mind is prepped and prepared to deal with things. Because we all know a lot of times when attacked, we have certain chemicals in our body that take over, such as adrenaline, where a lot of times we might forget the fancy technique. you know, so that's why we really don't concentrate on that. We concentrate more on, more or less on mastering those gross motor skills to where you can deliver a strike fast, quick, and we also definitely concentrate on what's called targeting, because, you know, it's not how hard you hit, but where you hit, and, you know, things of that nature. So we think it's a very, very well put together system, a very comprehensive system that deals with everything from a sitting down position to a walking position to be able to defend from any position.
Wow. Oh, I am so looking forward to this. Because that's one of the, actually on May the 7th, we'll be kicking off officially our national campaign, because the task force, which I'm going to send you information about and invite you to be a member of our task force, it is the task force to eliminate violence and abuse of the Africana woman and girls. There's a major convention that is being scheduled for next year, for May, in Washington, D.C., a convention and a rally. And the convention is geared to all groups, individuals, and so forth that deal in the area of violence and abuse in regard to it being gender-related. You know, there's a major plan to make certain that our sisters now can have safe houses on a national level. And we need our brothers, who many have stepped up and said they're going to support this. As a matter of fact, what we're working on right here in Philly is for our first safe house, we're getting ready to take a property in Philly that has been abandoned, and we have several brothers who are going to rehab it, and then we're going to put some sisters in that property, and then just challenge the system to tell us we can't do it.
Great.
To really demonstrate that, you know, we are very serious, and we're prepared to do whatever it is to make certain that our women and girls are safe. And because all of our cities nationwide have all this blight and all these vacant properties and so forth, we feel as though we have some answers. We have some solutions. And there's
no reason
why all these vacant properties is just sitting when we have women with children, many of them, who need safe housing.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the I think the great thing is seeing us actually, you know, coming together to take care of each other and to make sure that each other is taken care of. Because for a minute, you know, honestly, to me, it looked kind of bleak. But then, you know, now as I'm going through this course in life with the animation, I'm running into more and more people who are really out there, really, really doing the work like yourself. And it's really inspiring. It makes me want to say, okay, boom, now we can push even harder, because now I met this person, so that means now we got a little bit more momentum. And I believe everybody has a piece to the puzzle to solve the big problem. So, I mean,
absolutely.
I just say all that to say it's definitely an honor meeting you and seeing all of the wonderful things that you have going on, because I was listening to the show from the beginning and just listening to a lot of the different things going on in the community, and it's just, like, really heart-touching to see the people coming together with a brother that called and the things he had going on and the last sister you just had on, just to see all these things going on as base for the community, you know, it kind of makes tomorrow look a little bit brighter, you know, seeing the people out there actually doing the work. So you definitely have my support, Afro Man support, and you definitely have it.
All right, my brother. Well, we're down to our last minute and a half, but I want to thank you so much. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you some information, and hopefully you can come on our conference call this Wednesday and tell our task force about the STAR Project so we can start getting involved in that and help to promote it and getting our women ready.
No problem. And remember to let the community, you know, to come on and support Afro Man, because the big thing behind Afro Man is to be able to create jobs. If this episode goes big, that will enable us to hire other young African artists, writers, and animators and put them to work, and we can definitely make sure we can continue bringing you this type of entertainment.
Well, brother, I can assure you, you had the support of the Million Woman March and its movement, and rest assured, with what we get ready to do now, they think 97 was something with 2.5. They ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm with you 100%. So definitely, let me get that information, and we'll just build from here.
All right, my brother, give thanks. All right, family, we are down to our last minute. We want to thank Brother Mike again, and we're going to bring him back very soon. So don't worry, you're going to hear more about him and Afro Man. In fact, we get ready to really, we'll tell you about it later. Trust me, we get ready to do this. Brother Mike, thank you again, and we're going to get you back on the show very soon. And also in the interim, we're going to start working on a collaboration.
All right, you got it. All right, so peace, Hotep, take care, sister, and look forward to it.
All right, family, again, we are down to our last minute. I want to thank you so much for just, you know, all what you shared tonight, the good energy, the good vibes. We had another powerful show, and we're going to leave out with something, a little message for the sisters and for the brothers, too, but something to make sure our sister spirit keep high. And again, we want to thank all of you for tuning in. We will look to hear you, feel you next week, okay? And until then, remember, there can be no peace, there can be no Hotep without my eye. There can be no peace without justice. There can be no peace without my eye. Until next week, Tutai Nana. Remember, we leave you in the spirit and with the mission of 3 to 3rd power. Power, prosperity, and peace. One moon.
I've been disrespecting you with the same old lame excuse that I've been talking to you for so long, girl. That's the reason I've been talking down to you, but your father and my baby mama taught me. Everything else I'll come now. And the sad reality, you don't hear this just from me. It's everywhere you go all day long, girl. And that's just wrong, girl. Now, we're on a you are a princess, a goddess, and the flesh of my flesh. You're majestic, precious, best of the best. The Lord created me as you, and he looked at men in you that we could have. Could make you on our own, girl. I've been trying to do for me, you can show me, the flesh of heaven. I'm gonna make sure you know that you're my treasure.